we are looking for somebody that graduated from Shelbyville High School. It does have to be a Shelbyville High School graduate that has had a deep impact on their community and their school. They've left a legacy or are leaving a legacy in the work that they're doing beyond high school, but that they also maintain a connection to Shelbyville and the community that they were raised in.
The number of candidates that have gone in have been shown across the board to be from the medical field, from local endeavors, and just really all across the map, and some are still with us, some passed on long ago.
Yes, and it's always exciting to see these nominations come in and to read about the accomplishments of these people while they were in high school, and then all of the things that they were able to do after high school and continuing to give to their community and continue to give to the field that they're working in. They're really outstanding people, and it's exciting to feel like we're connected to them because we're all a part of Shelbyville High School.
When it comes down to evaluating these candidates, what they accomplished sometimes while they were actually still with the building as students, it certainly is important, but it's that impact that's carried on well into their adult years. Is that something you want to make sure people know about? We want to know what they've done long after they actually left the doors at SHS.
Absolutely. And, you know, just being a community member myself and my boys go to school here, it's exciting to read the applications and see that this applicant, this nominee, donates, you know, to the Boys Club every year. And my boys take part in the Boys Club activities, and they love going over there and shooting baskets and interacting with the staff over there. And so, again, it's that connection back to their community. They might live all over the country, but their heart is still in Shelbyville, and they still feel connected to the community just as I do and my boys do. And so it's really nice to see that continued giving to the town that raised them.
All right, you get to the point where the nominations are in, and we'll talk about the deadline that's quickly approaching, but the nominations are in, the committee sits down to meet. Tell me something about the process and how difficult that may be to narrow things down.
So this year we have some candidates that are returning nominations that we'll take a look at. So the deadline is February 15th, and I will take all of the applications, and each committee member gets a folder. The more that people can include with their nomination, the better. The bigger picture that we have of their life and their legacy, the more difficult the decision is. And so we have a two-week window where we'll pour over the applications and really read up on these people. We have committee members that are able to dig in a little bit more to the history maybe than what was included. And we really take some time to research and read and learn about these people. And then we come together and we talk about them, and we talk about that, you know, continued legacy, the continued connection to Shelbyville, and all of their accomplishments.
I've been here for about 20 years, so I certainly don't know everyone and their accomplishments as it pertains to being a candidate for the Hall of Fame. I know probably the committee recognizes names much more quickly than I would, but are there ever any that come across the table and they go, I didn't even know who that was?
We had one last year. Jeff Bate brought an application to us, and it was really at the last second, and it was one that we absolutely could not deny was a worthy applicant, and that was Lieutenant General Ralph K. Rote. And he, you know, he was shocked that he never had really pieced together that this, that he never thought about this candidate before. But we are surely glad that that application got in last year, and we were able to nominate him and honor him at the Hall of Fame last year.
Who makes the calls and lets either the candidate or a member of the family know that they've been selected?
Once we approve the people that are going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, I make those calls, and I touch base with the person that nominated them, and then I touch base with the inductee, and we start making arrangements to get that biography page and make sure that they're available for the night of the ceremony.
And the night of the ceremony is already a big one at SHS. It's a double whammy for that evening.
It is. We also encourage our Hall of Fame inductees to help us celebrate the traditional Mayfest. So after the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, we encourage them, and they get a ticket into Mayfest to, again, kind of those connections back to the Shelbyville High School roots.
For those who are out there may know a name, a memory, something that leads to a candidate, what do you suggest they do before the 15th?
So on the Shelbyville High School website, on the tab that says About Us, all the way down at the bottom, it says SHS Hall of Fame Induction Nomination Form. And then also on the Shelbyville Central Schools Foundation page, the Shelbyville Central School Foundation sponsors the Hall of Fame, and we really appreciate all of their continued support with us. It's always a really elegant night and a really special night for those inductees, so thank you to the SCS Foundation. On their website, there's also an application, so get that application. There are also paper copies in the Shelbyville High School office. If you reach out to me via email or give me a call at the high school, I can also get a paper copy to you as well.